Well, hello guys. Now this video is after quite a few Peronis, so I don't know how this is going to come out. But as we know, Femons live in some fantasy land of their own. They don't generally deal in reality. It's too harsh. But here's the kicker for them, really. The only way they can live in fantasy land is if the man allows it. In other words, if he puts up with her attitude and plays along with her sort of fantasy land. But when the man doesn't want to play in the fantasy land and won't allow it, Femons are in trouble because they have to deal with reality. But men are skipping that completely now anyway and not dealing with Femons at all. So reality is sneaking up on them and they've got no buffer. We've all seen Femons get themselves into quite a mess, and generally speaking, their husbands or their boyfriends or a guy somewhere helps them out and gets them out of the trouble they're in. When they generally got there all by themselves. Because, you know, men have to step up to the plate. But more and more men aren't stepping up to the plate. They're saying, you got yourself into it, you get yourself out. The Femons don't have any scapegoat, which man has been for hundreds of years. The way you see Femons selling themselves on TikTok, on OnlyFans, is basically desperation. Just remember that, guys. Femons cannot live in their fantasy land without a man to support it. It's not just the wall. Realities come a-knocking.